BFBS. Your stories. iNIC Station, Cyprus.
Ayas Nikolaos Station has celebrated St George's Day by holding a charity football match. But it wasn't only the English who signed up for the footy fundraiser. England versus the rest of the world was the fixture for iNIC's first ever St George's Day charity sports event of its kind. The RAF Regiment's Corporal Reg Hollis was the organiser.
Just a couple of lads we were talking, we wanted to do something for St George's Day, and the rugby team there do something similar, but obviously rugby. So we thought we'd do the fixture as a football match and raise some money for Help for Heroes.
It's now half time. How pleased are you with how it's gone so far during the first half?
Yeah, brilliant. The scoreline, England are winning 3-1, but referee's dishing a lot of fines out, so it all goes in the big red bucket. There's a bit more money. So, yeah, happy with the scoreline, happy with the fines.
As well as the footballers paying €5 each to take part, fines were handed out by the referee for anyone receiving a yellow card during the game, with all the money going to Help for Heroes. The commanding officer of JSSU, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Worden, said it was a pleasure to be supporting this particular charity.
Yeah, I think Help for Heroes do some absolutely fantastic work, and it's really important that we support those guys who've come back from theatre injured, and also to support the families of those guys who've come back from theatre having lost their lives.
With the score at 3-1 to England at half-time, I caught up with captain of the rest of the world team, SAC, Matt Davis.
I feel a bit hard done by, as a few dodgy referee decisions. I think he's English. But I think second half, we've got a few more players coming on, so we should compete a bit more, I think.
Any highlights from the first half?
Our goal. I think we had a few goal line clearances as well, which could have gone in. I think most of our back four are rugby players. I think that showed a bit in the first half.
All right, what are you hoping for from the second half?
I think we're going to score 3, and I think it'll be 4-3 win for the rest of the world.
Fighting talk from Matt, but it wasn't enough for his team to make a strong enough comeback. The final score, 6-5 to England, with man of the match going to the only female and one of the youngest players on the pitch, Jasmine Wyatt.
I think man of the match, but actually, this goes to Jazz.
The day finished off with a family party for all ranks held in the Corporals Club, with entertainment in the form of a barbecue, band and bouncy castle. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Worden says it's great to have events like this to bring the whole community together.
I find that's really good. I mean, we're a joint unit here, and everyone actually really does get stuck in together, and all the families here, right from the youngest kids playing on the bouncy castle to having dependents out on the field playing as well. So it's been really good.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in iNIC.
Your stories. BFBS.